Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Stop Binge Eating, the seventh download in the unique weight loss program from hypnosisdownloads.com. This hypnotic session follows on from Think Thin. My name is Mark Tyrrell, and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. For the duration of this hypnotic relaxation, you need to be sitting or lying down someplace relaxing and comfortable. Now, firstly, what do we mean by binge eating? There have been times in history when binge eating or gorging would have been a useful strategy for survival. During times of famine, for instance, if any food source was discovered, and especially if the food couldn't be preserved in some way, it had to be eaten as soon and as quickly as possible before it rotted. Gorging in this way would help ensure that our ancestors had enough fat and energy supplies in their bodies to see them through potentially long periods of not eating. Gorging and binging in a world where your next meal is just around the corner just makes for huge unhealthy people. So binging is any period of unnecessary eating, which means eating when you're not hungry, or eating beyond the point of satisfaction, or overeating when food is still going to be readily available later on. Binge eating may follow a period of attempted slimming. This is why starvation diets don't work. Starvation diets feel like famine, and the memory of the threat of famine is coded in our bodies. So, such diets can make you feel as if you're missing out, and frustratingly, they actually make your fat cells better at storing fat, and they make you binge as soon as you have the opportunity. This is why grazing, which is having small amounts of healthy food regularly, will stop your body from overstuffing at other times. You may have caught yourself planning to binge, and even being secretive about it. A colleague of mine worked with a woman who would hide chocolate bars in the panelling behind the bath. Whenever she was alone, she would binge on her secret supply, and then she would feel terribly guilty and ashamed as she disposed of the wrappers. Binging typically follows a recognised pattern, although of course you may have experienced it differently. Firstly, there is the anticipatory phase. This begins with a build-up of tension, a feeling of pressure, maybe sense of expectancy or even excitement about the idea, the thought of a binge. Sometimes in this phase, people kid themselves they won't binge, even though a part of them knows they will. Then there is opportunity. Maybe other people aren't around and you begin to binge because you can. Many people who report binging would never consider doing it in front of other people. There may be quite a lot of careful planning for the binge. Maybe you go to a certain store and stock up for the binge, or maybe you just have stuff you can binge on around anyway. The second phase is the binging itself. If there is any enjoyment at all to be had from the food, it happens in the first few mouthfuls. After that, it just tends to become automatic and mechanical. When you binge, now is all that matters. All ideas of the future drop away. We even talk about the binging trance, where nothing else matters, nothing else even seems to exist. Binging tends to be carried out very quickly. After all, the quicker you gorge, the more you can gorge. This is because the signals of fullness don't get the chance to tell your brain that you've had enough. Nothing seems to register until you feel you're going to burst and therefore have to stop, or until some outside interruption stops you. Think about your own pattern of gorging. What are the moments leading up to it? Do you notice that you're preparing? Do you do it secretly? And once you've started, how does it stop? Because something must make it stop. Maybe you feel fit to burst, or maybe someone else comes on the scene, forcing you to abandon the gorging. Just think objectively about the whole pattern now. You know, it's interesting. Stopping you from binging is as much about keeping you out of trance in those times as anything else. Binging can feel like an all-encompassing trance where you don't even notice what you're doing until you come out of the experience, and by then the damage has been done. During this hypnotic relaxation, you're going to learn to keep out of that binge trance state and really begin to win back independence. So now, you can just close your eyes and begin to relax. And just take a while right now to really listen to your body, because this is the key. Learning to really listen to your body telling you it's bloated. So you can stop eating when you're just about full, not over full. Like a hot water bottle that has just too much water poured into it and is at bursting point. The same part of the mind that knows when to stop filling a hot water bottle is going to step into action just at the right point, getting everything working in just the right way for you. And to really let your body speak to you properly, then you really need to start giving it time to communicate to you. Your gut's capacity to let you know it's had enough should be strong and clear, not drowned out by the noise and sounds of habitual greed and haste. Your brain needs time to get the messages from your stomach that you've had all that is really needed for your body. When you slow your eating right down, then you give it that chance. This is why people become slimmer when they slow down their eating and consume soup at the start of a meal. When you eat your soup, you allow time for fullness signals to travel from your stomach to your brain. Now, that gorging, binging, which compromises your life, is like a spoilt child that manipulates you, or a parasite. The more you feed it, when it demands, the more damage it does you. And you're going to really start to stand up to it and get it to mature so it starts working with, not against, the rest of your body. That's good. And I want you to just begin to get a sense of when that little binging parasite tries to get you to gorge and stuff yourself, and notice how you can stand up to it. Just notice how it tries to take advantage of you. Just imagine a typical time right now when before you would have succumbed to that gorging. And now notice, in your mind, how delightfully surprised you are now as your unconscious mind gets you to stand up to that binging in such a satisfying and healthy way. And the more you relax to this session, the more alternative, healthy behaviours your unconscious mind can present to you. And now, as you drift deeper into deep, relaxed, hypnotic calm, I just want you to notice the experience of watching yourself from the outside in one of those old, typical times when before you would have been pushed around by that binging. Just like watching a movie, just sit or lie back and watch how the slimmer, fitter you in that video easily chooses a healthier behavior. That's good. And now, just rewind to the movie, right to the start, and just get the sense of drifting into the movie right at the beginning when it tried to manipulate you in that way. That's it. And just get the sense of starting to get that pre-binging feeling. That's it. Then just get that sense of drifting out of yourself before the tipping point, before you get suckered in, so you can, in your mind, float to one side and just observe yourself way over there in that time. And now, just observe yourself behaving and being different and healthy in that time instead. That's good. And now, just notice being in that time from the start of when that little binging parasite tries to manipulate you to overriding it and choosing a healthier behavior. The more you do this in your mind, the more second nature standing up to that binging parasite will become for you. That's good. And just get the sense of taking in real nutrition and respectfully eating slowly and giving your body its chance to communicate to you in its own way and in its own time. And for now, you can just begin to drift back to the room, feeling rested and alert, and you can open your eyes right now. Good. Now remember to relax to this session as often as you need to. You're ready now to go on to the next download in this weight loss series. It's called Stop Boredom Eating and is available now from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening and the best of luck to you.